Welcome, seekers, to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Things are proceeding apace for the Dragon Con Divival coming up this Labor Day. Oh, yeah, it's going to be on Sunday night, and I've got a lot to do, which is why I'm so happy that there is this gem to present to you tonight, seekers. The Lymph Node Institute's Wake and Bake in the AM Drive Time Radio Show Part 2, which I consider to be one of their finest shows ever. So enjoy.
Oh, yeah. The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenus, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Information is free.
Are you tired of hoarding precious foodstuffs? Ready to turn yourself in, make a clean slate? Then now is your opportunity to take advantage of the Ministry of Hunger's one-time amnesty. The Werejackal isn't all ripping you up and draining your blood. There's compassion, too. Do your part or else. This amnesty extends until the next bi-weekly tithing period, and after then, the hunt is on, human. So why don't you make it easy on yourself and take part in the Ministry of Hunger's generous amnesty? Or else, the Werejackal can smell your guilt. Obey the Werejackal.
Good evening, everyone. Or good morning, I should say. This is Mort Bookman broadcasting live from an undisclosed location somewhere south of, well, where is not important. As I've found, and you've no doubt heard, that certain elements of this technocracy would like nothing more than to find and muzzle old Mort and to prevent you from receiving the plain, undiluted truth. Having said that, know only that I am safe for the time, and that I have no intentions of surrendering to would-be thugs. There are a great many things to discuss tonight. Glenn Burritt, former species designer at Glortco, will join us later to talk in great detail about the experiments and product that he saw there, and we'll be taking your calls. And I believe that more than a few of you have questions about the mysterious planaria that have been found in approximately 80% of the inhabitable areas of the world, and in 15% of those areas previously thought to be uninhabitable. These creatures thrive both on land and in water, are apparently sexless, though they are breeding at an alarming rate, and seem never to sleep nor eat. If these creatures did originate from one of Glorpco's many labs, were they a genetic mistake?
Or were they planned?
Perhaps Mr. Burritt can provide some answers. Also, though it wasn't reported by the corporate media, it did rain frogs last week in Seattle, Washington. I was there, friends, and I was simply speechless. Hip Seattleites, however, were considerably less impressed. They were, in fact, disinterested. I asked a perpetually frowning young woman, who I'm sure was in a band, whether she had seen anything like the torrential downfall of amphibians we were witnessing. She looked at me blankly and characterized the event as trite, and that the effect was way cooler in Paul Thomas Anderson's film Magnolia. Trite, indeed. Also, in Israel tonight, the questions surrounding the Shroud of Turin are nearly answered. Glorpco's biotech subsidiary, InStep, while gathering samples of someone's DNA for reconstruction, discovered what appears to be a breast pocket inside the shroud, and inside the alleged pocket was a document carbon dated to be approximately 2,000 years old. The document, according to linguists and Aramaic scholars, is a claim ticket. The shroud, evidently an overcoat. A spokesman for the now Space Vatican was quick to point out that it could be the Savior's overcoat, as some scripture in the Old Testament does make mention of Jesus asking the disciples whether any had seen his overcoat. Is there evidence to suggest that the ex-Pentagon was working closely with Walt Disney
and the years leading up to his death to develop a device that would turn American citizens into super cartoon war machines. The birth of a second white buffalo occurred this past Tuesday in Taos, New Mexico. I think we all know what that means. Also tonight, we'll open the lines for your calls with the announcement today from Brussels that pharmaceutical giant Clovert plans to produce and use human clones to test its many products. Human cloning has been banned in every industrialized nation, with the notable exception of Germany. And few were surprised when Clovert relocated there last year. If I may offer my two cents on this matter, human cloning is inevitable, folks, and the last thing you want to do is ban it and drive it underground. It must be regulated. It must be in the open. The potential good that could come from cloning is enormous, but testing must occur in the open where it can be observed. And considering the multitude of useless technologies we've suffered as of late, I, for one, look forward to the day that clones of various supermodels flood the market. Because really, what else are clones good for? Briefly, the economy is a lie. There is no recession. There is no budget. No surplus, and therefore no deficit. These are controls, and they are working. We have become a nation of little red riding hoods, preoccupied with big eyes and ears, not noticing the big teeth until it's too late. You, listeners, friends, you'll remember in the original fairy tale, Red Riding Hood was skinned and eaten. And I believe the wolf wore her skin. There is still no evidence of any kind to support the existence of a man named Rush Limbaugh. No birth certificate. No passport. No driver's license. Think about it. The strange red lights I observed over this broadcasting post in last night's sky were a hoax. It was some teenagers, and I know that Michael Stevens was among them. Evidently, they had some of those laser pointers, and I think I jumped to conclusions when I reported them. Kids, this is no laughing matter. These things are real. Abductions do happen, and this comes from someone who has been abducted 5 times. It can be traumatic, though it is not the probing, as is widely reported. Probing can be an agreeable sensation, particularly if you happen to be abducted by a less inhibited being, one with a taste for role-playing. Nevertheless, kids, please, this is not a game. And we'll be back after this with your calls, with me, Mort Bookman, on Inside the Inside.
Good morning, friends. This is Mort Bookman. What's the real deal?
Who's really in charge?
Watch 60-40 Split with Colonel Lipschitz
for the inside skinny on current affairs. Weeknights at 5:30 curfew.
And I'm back. Oh, this is highly unorthodox, but I do want to sidestep regular planned program with the where jackal, not exist. The where jackal, and purpose, and one purpose only. That is, terrify, I might say,
Do you need chicks? Hot and ready lesbos that will pleasure each other while draining your wang of all appropriate fluids? Yes?
Go on, beg for it, human!
Just come out to the Werejackal's House of That's right, for a pound of flesh, anyone's will do, the Werejackal will allow you to wet your willy in the most outrageous ways imaginable! In this, Dan Doggy style has a whole new meaning!
A sexy one!
Why not pleasure your meat while you still have it? The women are real, and so is the Werejackal, so hop or crawl over to the Werejackal's House of Whores!
We double dog dare you!
Obey the Werejackal!
Hey, remember that invasion by the radioactive underground race of mutant albino creatures that live in the hollow center of the Earth? We humans called these invaders Mole Men, and they quickly became a nutritious, delicious, and affordable way to help address the world's food outage. These mole men were first introduced in the 1950s, but kept under wraps by the government for years. Now, enjoy them while others starve. Microwave, broiled, boiled, fricasseed, deep-fried, or grilled? Mole men are the answer to all of the questions your stomach keeps asking.
Hey man, when do I get to eat?
Shut up! Mole men! For a limited time, look for Max the Mole Man emerging from an abandoned oil shaft for your chance to win a trip for one to the Mole Man Meat Arena, where pre-processed mole men fight to the death for your entertainment and their eventual consumption by you. Mole men!
Look out!
Aboard!
With Bugsy.
And Doc.
In the AM.
Synchro Stimupacks are all systems go.
We have a 97% activation rate this morning, so shake your bones, Tubby. Let's move it.
Move it.
Move it!
Up top, it's a sweltering 125 degrees with a wear jackal factor of +3 and dropping.
But down here, it's a steady 72 to 85 with a wear jackal factor of -1 and rising, so let's be alert, people. It could be hiding in any shadow, ready to rip you to shreds.
That's right, Bugsy. The wear jackal could be your mother.
Don't you be talking about my Mizzy Maw.
Whoa, okay, big guy. Let's not get off on the wrong foot.
Hey, you mentioned my mother's feet again, and I'll snap your damn neck.
Let's check in with our new man, Marlon Burrows, and see how traffic is going.
Or not.
All right, no major snafus this morning. There's the standard 15-minute delay at the lifts. The platforms on the east side are slick with sewage. And there's a chicken picking delay from folks trying to scrounge for corn and peanuts. This report was brought to you by the Mole Man Meat Council, reminding you that the Mole Man mating season peaks this cycle. So be prepared for some encounters. Back to you guys.
They're so uppity when they're spawning.
But they are so much juicier. And with that, let's make a buck.
Stand direct for your abnormality. Wise up. They're out to get you. Bob is coming.
What do you want?
Food!
When do you want it?
Now!
Well, too bad, humans. If your most precious sacrifices do not appease our omnivorous master, then in just 4 cycles, it's
Rampage of the Werejackal.
Flee in hysterical terror as a frothing torrent of blood and sinew spew from the air vents.
Hold on a second. I'm some fresh meat from the mountains. Just who is this werejackal anyway?
The werejackal is a mysterious predator that strikes without warning, leaving a path of destruction in its wake. It is also our new living god.
Where did it come from?
Some speculate that the werejackal is an experiment gone awry from the old government before the Age of Calamities. Others claim it is a transdimensional visitor sent here to rule with a meaty iron fist of iron meat.
What?
The bottom line is that the werejackal is in charge now. Do not question further.
Yeah, or what? Is that some kind of threat?
The werejackal does not threaten with threats, but violates with violence. It is your civic duty to come out to the Jim Morrison Memorial Lazy Lizard King Lounge in Lanes for the bi-weekly tithing event. And remember, if you don't show your face at the bi-weekly tithing event, then we'll all know who the werejackal is, won't we?
Obey the werejackal.
Yeah! From the director, Daddy Didney, and the production team that brought you Full Cervix Station and Autoerotic Ass Fixation comes a bowel buster of a summer vid feature. It's Humpbox Mexican Vacation, starring J.J. Coolsey as Ghetto Geppetto, the robot mechanic who keeps Humpbox equipped with all the latest erotic attachments designed to make you at least one load lighter. That's Humpbox Mexican Vacation, on pay-per-vid now.
Wake and bake!
And we're back with headlines. The overnight seismology readings indicate heavier activity than usual near the southern end of the uncompleted tunnels beneath level 55. It's probably nothing.
Or it could be a tasty crop of meal men coming to the surface.
Or it could be the echoes of our own impending doom. Either way, folks, sacrifice to the werejackal.
Amen, Bugsy. Well, we have some bad news on the international front. The Mexican Empire is threatening to expand the Retribution Zone.
Again?
If this move is approved by the Space Pope, the Mexican Empire will expand the Retribution Zone all the way up to the 34th parallel. All communities west of the Mississippi and south of the 34th parallel would have to submit to retribution or risk having their tunnels flooded with ocean water.
Hey, how come those guys get to live on the surface?
I guess they just make the requisite amount of sacrifices to the werejackal.
Come on, people, get with the program. Make those sacrifices.
And in regional news, the Brigham Young Bloods are back in the news again. In case you've been living in a hole... Anyway, the Brigham Young Bloods are a gang of Amazons who keep a harem of men for common enjoyment and subscribe to an ancient cult known as Mormonism. This time, they have captured a number of communities near the Retribution Zone. The saucy Amazons have incited a bidding war between the Mole Men and the Mexican Empire for plundering rights.
And in dead celebrity news, the bodies of John Lennon and Linda McCartney were sewn together in a public ceremony Saturday to start the world's first Give Peace a Chance cadaver quilt. The quilt is projected to eventually span 1 square mile and cover almost the entire 42nd level. Upon its completion, it will be the territory's second-largest thematic cadaver quilt. And in freshly dead celebrity news, talk show host Mort Bookman, host of Inside the Inside, was found eviscerated inside the water purification tanks for levels 20 through 30. So, as you know, no drinking for the next 2 cycles. Due to the violent nature of his death, he was given the werejackal test, which was negative. Although he is almost certainly a victim of the werejackal, no memorial will be held due to the incendiary nature of his thought crime. Now let's go to the feed for sports. Hello, Leslie Buntingham.
Leslie Buntingham here. Last night's matches were a riveting affair. The Northside Pinheads overwhelmingly outballed the level 50 Gutter Rats in a short match. In the match of the evening, the Surface Dwellers edged out the level 3 Happy Super Balls, and last night's jet ski races in the Colossal Caves were cancelled due to the recent activities suggestive of an unknown aquatic monster. This sports update has been brought to you by the House of Mole. Good food, good prices, fun for the whole family at House of Mole.
I've eaten at the House of Mole. That's not such a bad place to take your family if you like mole.
Who doesn't like mole? I'll eat any damn thing I can get my hands on.
Hey, don't look at me, buddy.
All right, well, on that note, let's hear from Professor Flavors, noted werejackal expert. Professor, is it possible that another super monster is operating in the community?
Well, if you're referring to the mysterious disappearances at the lake in the Great Colossal Caves...
I am.
I would have to say no. If there were, in fact, another monster in that territory, you can rest assured that the werejackal, being extremely territorial, would have taken care of it by now, no doubt.
Well, isn't that what some people said about the mole men when they first showed up?
Oh, yes, but look how delicious they are now.
A mixed blessing, indeed.
Yes, yes. Now, I don't think you have to worry about any new super monsters coming up from the water.
So would lack of tithing or sacrifice affect the werejackal's ability to protect us from this potential new monster?
Well, I should say undoubtedly.
So keep tithing, keep sacrificing, and everything will be okay.
But it should go without saying, if you don't have that by now, you're as good as dead already.
Well, you heard it from the expert, folks. Let's pay some bills.
Calling all sick fellows!
Do you have organ problems stemming from chronic debt or unknown viral agents? Well, listen to the words I am saying to you! Due to recent interruptions in the main power grid, I am bringing to you... Crazy Zootroid's Black Spot Organ Sale! Yes, fellows, the piece of garbage refrigerator is a spotty prospect. And now organs have spots, too. Get it? I must be insane! Spotted kidney, $59.95. You heard me right. Spotted heart, $99.99. Spotted liver, $18.95. It is no lie. This thing is happening to me. Get this garbage off of my hands. I don't care what you do with it. We are all friends here at Crazy Zootroids. Drop by the North Medical Tunnel, just past the Finger Hut. Hurry, you are running out of time. Forever.
Hi there, what can I get you?
I would really like a water right about now.
Oh,
Are you sure you would like a refreshing adult beverage?
Well, you've piqued my curiosity with your challenge to my order. What would you suggest?
How about a vertical smile beer?
Vertical smile beer?
Yes. A cold vertical smile really satisfies when I'm hot.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. And after two or three, I can handle my inhibitions.
Wow!
I love it when vertical smile hits the back of my throat. I'm overcome. I'll drink it all. A cold, refreshing vertical smile satisfies me deep inside. You want one?
Are you implying the vertical smile will allow me to have sex with you, and by extension, all women?
Are you getting thirsty for vertical smile?
You're really hot!
So, do you want it?
I've lost my capacity for rational thought. I want it. You. I want it. Smile. Sex. Beer.
You got it, sure.
Vertical smile. Raise one to your lips.
Hi. With everyone obsessing over this werejackal character, it's easy to forget that not long ago, the people in this hemisphere lived under the peaceful tyranny of Gore, the invisible behemoth. Remember that? Nothing pleased Gore more than a bountiful tribute. Well, that monster has long since been deposed by the werejackal. But don't let that stop you from doing your duty. Be it kin, credits, or corn, try to honor the past by giving proper tribute at the designated tribute drop points, or else the werejackal will kill you in your sleep.
Get with the program. Watch out for the werejackal.
We've all learned by now that one way to manage the discomfort often associated with starvation is to remain highly medicated. But how?
Crack, crank, jam, meth, X, DMT.
Not cool enough for you? Need a hipper high? Try New Bill. It can make your mind gel, heart swell, feet not smell, and save you from hell like Norman Fell. Just ask this addict.
Yeah, bilge is all right if everything else is tapped.
Damn straight. Sit and stare like you just don't care. Shoot for the hip trip, Skip. Bilge. As always, the first one's free, and then you'll be hooked on bilge.
You've never been this high before, guaranteed, and it's absolutely free.
True dat.
Get too high and want to come down? Use our new patented bilge pump. That's just 274 credits for the satisfaction of knowing that you're in control of your buzz and not the other way around. Show your habit who's the boss. Bilge Pump. Without it, you're stuck sucking. Bilge Pump is a product of General Pharmaceuticals.
The drug people.
Repeated use of Bilge Pump is lethal. May cause acidosis, lycanthropy, toxic shock. You are the werejackal. Cat scratch, fever, pelvic swelling, heebies, and or jeebies.
Greetings, ground dwellers. This is Von Memk of Atlantis. Ever since we received Southern California back into the waves, we've been listening to Wake and Bake in the AM with Bugsy and Doc. Not so bad, ground dwellers. Not so bad at all.
It's 150 degrees topside, between 80 and 90 in the cool comfort of our lovely community.
We all know that there isn't any food.
And that's why we have a cooking segment.
Right. The way to our demo's heart is through their collective stomach, eh, Doc?
Traditionally the rib cage, but whatever.
Ribs are good.
Yes, they are.
However, today on
Wake and Bake,
we are going to prepare tofu.
Tofu?
Sure. Fine.
Tofu soybeans are soaked in water overnight, then drained, like a lizard.
You got that right, Doc. The beans are then ground as a small quantity of boiling water is being poured over them. Cold bong water is not an acceptable substitute.
I heard that, Bugsy. Then the mash is spooned into boiling water, like dumplings, and allowed to boil gently for about 10 minutes. This stage of the process is crucial as a certain enzyme in the bean is broken down during this time. If the enzyme is not destroyed, the soy protein is not digestible by humans.
It won't kill you, though, so don't even bother trying to use it to poison any moneylenders. The resulting slurry is filtered. The liquid is soy milk, and the pulp is good for mixing with flour to make bread, or for feeding to the pigs, or, as a last resort, fertilizer.
I don't even know her!
A small amount of either calcium sulfate or magnesium chloride is added to coagulate the milk.
The Chinese have used the calcium salt for 2,000 years. Mined from mountain quarries, this salt is the pure form of gypsum.
So. The Japanese, remember them, traditionally used sea salt to coagulate the milk, and it is the small quantity of magnesium chloride in sea salt that does the trick.
And treat. After the coagulant is introduced, the milk will separate into curds and whey. The curds will float to the top, and the resulting whey should be clear.
Like recycled urine.
The curds are gently scooped off of the top of the whey and put into a forming container lined with cheesecloth.
Cheesecloth?
That's what I said.
No, I'm showing you. I'm wearing cheesecloth right now.
Oh, so that's what that smell is.
The forming container has many small holes in it to allow leftover whey to drain.
Or whey into dray.
What?
A lid is placed on the forming container. A small weight is placed on the lid of the container and allowed to sit for several hours. Empty the resulting block of tofu into a tub of cold water and allow to sit for another hour. The whey may feed the pigs.
That's the way. They like it. Yes, the pigs need to have their way.
They had their way with me.
Finally, let us make perfectly clear that we're talking about law enforcement pigs.
Right. If there are any real animal pigs around, we'd be eating them. Not this tow food.
We'll be right back with Sore of the Maim.
More of the same after this.
Waking back!
Okay, this just in. A report that the tide pumps have failed and the lower levels are now flooding.
I guess we better check in with Marlin and make sure we haven't lost another traffic guy. Marlin, come in, buddy. Over. Over.
All right, I'm here. You cowards, man those blast doors.
Excuse me?
Sorry, guys. I've been commandeered by the Subterranean Reaction Force.
Whatever, new guy. How's traffic?
Well, first of all, those pumps were sabotaged by the Mole Men. We have an all-out offensive going this morning. The digging crews are out in full force. And it's a good thing, because we have some major collapses. All east tunnels below level 40 are a mass grave. We have reports of Mole Man activity all the way up to... Well, this can't be right. Sources tell me that we have Mole Man insertions as high as level 10. I repeat, level 10. Okay, listen. The north and west tunnels above level 30 are okay for now. So just try to stay off the lifts, and for Jack's sake...
Marlin, come in, buddy.
Okay, that traffic report was brought to you by the Ministry of Hunger.
Keep tightening those belts, people.
It's for the cause.
Do you remember God? Benevolent, omniscient,
and delicious.
God is back and better than ever in Glorpco's new pseudo-food product, Holios. Available in Rhapsodic Raspberry, Tangy Stigmata Swirl, or Transubstantiated Tangerine. Like he said, folks, eat of my flesh.
Buy this product or face eternal torment worse than your current life.
Holios.
Me, Kimball. Man things call me Mole Man. Why must kill Kimball? Me hate man things.
Aw, isn't he cute? Here, little friend, have a beer.
Makes me crazy. More.
Okay, typical Mole Man.
Me must mate with your daughter.
No, Mole Man. Go underground now.
No man thing. Beer and women. Now!
See how incorrigible they are. Oh no, that one's heading straight for a nursery. Folks, don't even hesitate. Eat 'em quick. This message has been brought to you by the Mole Man Meat Council. Now, new. For a limited time only in the Western Territories, get a free Mole Man Wiener Whistle with any purchase of a Moley Man brand Mole Meal or Squirming Bounty brand Mole Man Trap. Offer not valid in Retribution Zone.
Are you old-fashioned?
Yeah!
Do you prefer the taste of Stimu Swill the way Grandma used to make it?
If so, then go, go, go with Java Joe!
Java Joe's special blend of coffee and coca bean extract means that you will be feeling zippity-doo-dandy in no time fast. Go, go, go!
Wearing a fog hat. Blast away those cranial cobwebs with Rush. Our new Amyl Nitrate and Espresso IV drip.
That's Java Joe!
Go, go, go! And Rush. From General Stimulants International. A division of Glorpco.
Hey, man. This is reconstituted Joe Walsh, former Emperor of the Western Territories. Whenever I'm not in my ongoing extensive negotiations with the Werejackal, I check out Wake and Bake in the AM with Doc and Bugsy. Be cool, people.
Obey the Werejackal.
Hey, everyone, it's a bit.
Subcellular woman.
Oh, Bugsy. Oh, Doc. You two are so big.
I never get tired of that bit.
That bit is right.
Well, we're not funny, so let's hear from the comedy bot.
And then I asked for my 10 credits back. And what about this Werejackal? Werejackal? Our first back in vogue or what? Is this some kind of fashion advice, or is it an unpredictable monster that could jump you from behind and start mauling? I want to know! What is it, Werejackal? I don't see it. I mean, are we really supposed to believe that this monster is lurking behind every ottoman? Come on, people! This Werejackal character is a de facto government plot to keep everyone on edge! Like coffee! Wake up and smell the...
Gotta love that comedy bot.
Hey, why'd you cut it off?
It was infected. You, of all people, should know that.
Okay. As a famous foot once said, on with the shoe.
In all seriousness, the Southern Territory quite frankly deserved the wrath of the Psyworm. The level of inbreeding was really quite staggering. It's disturbing to see the human form twisted into such a travesty of itself.
Yes, yes, West is best. Tonight's mandatory communal chanting has been extended by a full hour.
Oh, boy!
Chanting will begin at 3 hours before curfew and terminate at curfew, so proceed directly from work to chanting. The grub halls will not be open tonight.
I love chanting.
I know you do.
To hell with the Southern Territories. I'd rather be under the best territory left.
Ixnay on the Darrene.
Ooh.
West!
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 Well, let's pay some bills.
Daddy! Bobby! Did you hear what my ass?
Again?
Get to it, boy, for I tell the union!
Hey, yo, stuck in a dead-end job? Make your pod proud for a change by sacrificing yourself to the werejackal. You may believe that you have everything to live for, but actually you are just a lowly food drain, no better than a sickly mole man. However, sacrifice yourself to the werejackal and you are an instant celebrity, the talk of the tunnels, until the next desperate sponge takes the easy way out. Are you gonna wipe Grandma's ass forever? Try self-sacrifice. It will instantly make you cooler than you deserve to be.
Brought to you by the Werejackals Commission for more food for the werejackal.
Obey the werejackal.
Bob, Slacktime Funhouse is the cure for the diseases you don't know you have. Do you suffer from necrophilia, anxiety, depression, boredom, apathy, gullibility, low self-esteem, cardiac, rectal, or cranial? Analysts, addiction, psychosis, neurosis, paranoia, catatonia, hysteria, schizophrenia, bipolar curiosity, hyper-onanism, nerdism, blue balls, OCD, OCD, OCD. If so, you need Bob Slacktime Funhouse. Tune in at 1 a.m. Saturday night for your weekly inoculation and a dose of Bob's Own Medicine.
Bob's Own Medicine.
The preceding claims have not been certified by any reputable medical organization. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse may cause smallpox, rash, discharge, recidivism, colorblindness, seizure, monobrowism, synchronicities, Dobbs syndrome, caboose loosening, morning wood, Rosetta stones, flying buttresses, or death. Your local subgenius radio ministry. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, Saturday night at 1 a.m. WRAK Atlanta, 91.1 FM.
Tunnel life got you down? Well, strap on a smile and dig this. Now you can burrow in your loved ones the same way our species burrows in the earth itself. You heard me right, it's
Pete Novelty's House of Conjuring Smut Analyzer Liquidation Sale.
That's right. Nothing says
I love you
like a poke in the intestines with 12 inches of molded plastic. Don't let the impotence plague cost you your sex mate. Nail your sweetie to the bed every night with one of our discount analyzers.
Pete Novelty's House of Conjuring Smut.
Your outlet for all of your deviant needs. And as always, we have your poppers, flare guns, bongs, duct tape, executioner's mask, left-handed cigarettes, and other tobacco accessories. That's
Pete Novelty's House of Gotcha and Smut.
Everyone else is jerking you around. Visit our showroom in the 5th Auxiliary Service Tunnel next to the crematorium. See you there!
This is Harry Palms. I used to be addicted to pornography and beaver mags. But now, I just can't get enough of Wake and Bake in the AM with Bugsy and Doc.
All right, let's see if Marlin's still alive for another traffic report. Marlin.
Yoo-hoo.
What the hell's going on down there?
Has stopped the flooding for now. Still experiencing random collapses. Never seen so many mole men so well armed. It appears those slippery squints have seized a commuter train. I can only guess what's happening to the onboard security and forces right now.
So, traffic is bad. Is that it?
Oh, yeah! Clogged like the arteries of a fat man. Hungry chicken pickers are milling past the train now. One thing's for sure, whoever doesn't make it through this latest altercation is going to be somebody's breakfast.
Mole men are good.
Well, I guess commuters are, too. A few dozen mole men are coming out of a fresh tunnel, opening about 10 meters behind the train, and they are bearing down on the chicken pickers right now.
Good, let those squints fatten up. I'm tired of bony meal men.
No, hey, wait, hey, it's my first day. Get off me, you little groundlings.
Airhead filthy tunnel. Too much food, big men eat. Gorm eat all your babies.
You know, that's a lot to expect people to go through just to get to work.
Okay, maybe we should just all take a sick day.
Uh-oh, now you've done it. Here comes the boss.
Ladies and germs, here is Mr. Berg Stinowitz, our content director. Mr. Stinowitz, hi. Good to see you.
Listen, everyone has to go to work. You have no choice. The collective indolence of this community has already brought the wrath of the werejackal upon us in the form of a horde of mole men. Now get to work!
Boy, is it tough out there.
I'm surprised people even bother to go on living.
Okay, you heard the man. You have to work, and so do we. So let's pay some bills.
Dalek, you know I would do anything for you, my love.
Of course, dear.
My little sweet meat, your eyes swirl like saucers of milk. Your neck is thin and tight, and your delicate fingers so succulent and delicious. I must just...
Oh, no, not again. I cannot spare another finger to my boyfriend's gluttony, but I lack the strength to repel him.
What is wrong, happy couple?
Crazy Sutron!
Yes, no need for lover's quarrel. Once Black Spot clearance sale is going on, I close up and break out the tables. Then, magnificent reopening for Crazy Zootroy's Long Pig Buffet! I am not unreasonable fellow. If you have limbs or children, you eat something guaranteed. No rioting. You make trouble, I hack off your hands and let dogs have you. That's right, fresh dog. Make me an offer. Hey, Mr. Moneybags, I am talking to you. I have connections underground. That's right. Baby Mole Man. All cartilage. 5 wriggling bites of squinty gourmet delight. Trust me, you will taste it all week. That's Crazy Zootroy's in the North Medical Tunnel, just past the Finger Hut. See you there.
Do you remember our first date, Barry?
We ate the baby.
You filled me with your protein.
We ate the baby.
Yes. We did.
Babies are good eating.
Yes, they are.
Eat babies, citizens. It's more mouths to feed or more food for mouths. Not much of a choice, is it?
Brought to you by the Foundation for the Preservation of Homosaps.
Do you like fat chicks but can't seem to find any during our current food outage? How about chicks so fat that they seem like 2 or 3 chicks were eaten by this other chick? Well, hop on down to
the Werejackal's House of Horrors!
We've got your frill crescent, we've got your wet triangle to plug with your butt. People, if you can't eat, you might as well squirt, so give it up for the whores at
the Werejackal's House of Horrors!
Get you some!
Get with the program. Watch out for the Werejackal.
Wake and bake!
With Bugsy.
And Doc.
In the AM.
It's 156 degrees topside, 100 degrees in the tunnels. And now...
A popular segment of our show when we were in the Southern Territories was marital infidelity prank calls.
No. They loved that, didn't they?
Well, we did, I tell you that. Now, we've been told by our content director that it's not really appropriate on the Western Territories to do that kind of thing because they're so liberal in their marriage standards.
And no one really seems to care.
No, it's just not funny anymore, apparently. It's really a shame.
It is quite a shame. It was a lot of fun. You'd call the... Well, never mind.
So in lieu of that, we give you this.
Free food!
That's right, if you are by your phone right now, and really, shouldn't you be at work instead?
What are you doing at home?
But if you are by your phone, because you know cell phones just don't work underground.
No, not really well.
We might call you right now, and you have a chance to win some...
Free food!
Let's see here, I'm dialing...
Hello?
Congratulations, sir or madam, this is Bugsy from Bugsy and Doc's Wake and Bake in the AM.
Hello?
You have just won a lifetime supply of food!
Food! I'm so hungry! I'm so old! No! I want...
Oh, my. Hello, ma'am. Hello. Does she get the food still or not?
I really don't know.
Hang up on her.
Yeah, okay.
Now, let's try this again. Hey, it's ringing again.
Hello? Hello? Is this Bugsy and Doc? Is this Bugsy and Doc?
Yes, it is! Why, yes, it is.
What do I win?
A lifetime supply of free food.
Free food? Oh, my God.
Have you ever heard the phrase that one man's garbage is another man's gourmet meal?
Oh yeah, I've eaten a lot of crap, a lot of crap.
All right, well, if you're not tired of it, here's some free crap coming your way.
Oh yeah, give it to me.
We've got representatives outside the cave openings of every person on our list to call this morning. You should have a representative of this station outside your cave dwelling right now with your first installment of free food.
I'll go check.
We will wait right here. All right, I believe he should be the... All right, look.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, this is so good.
Oh, he's eating it.
Oh,
he's
so hungry. Oh, God. Oh,
okay, wait for it.
Oh,
wait
it
for
hurts.
It. Wait
it
for
hurts.
It.
Oh,
wait
it must
for
just
it.
Be from... No, this really hurts.
Uh-huh.
That's really... What's going on? What's going on?
Yes, we said a lifetime supply of free food. And I think your life's right about up. You know, and the best part about this bit is the idea actually came direct from the de facto government. So, Doc, you know what happens now, right?
No.
He's the poison food for our next winner! But no one's stupid enough to fall for that gag in this installment of Bugsy and Doc's Wake and Bake in the AM, so we'll wait for next week.
You know how hunger has that effect on people's memories and judgment.
And it makes the meat on that poor sap that much worse.
Mm-mm.
So what now?
We've caused some ills. Let's pay some bills!
From the makers of Clitorox and the Booty Band-Aid comes Hydrolube, industrial strength lubrication from concentrate. Just add water and dive on in. Available in 10-ounce and 20-ounce sizes. And for those special occasions, there's even a jumbo-sized economy 2-gallon party pack. Hydrolube, for when he can't get enough of your love, babe.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh, babe.
Call Madam Rare, honey. She has all the answers for your pathetic existence.
Madam Rare, my husband, I think he ran off with the whores.
I look at the cards here. I see a long, blonde-haired woman. Honey, this is the Ten of Werejackals. That husband of yours was the Werejackal, sister.
Oh, are you serious? I'm so glad he's gone. Thanks, Madam Rare.
No problem, honey. Madam Rare can see into your private places.
Madam Rare, I'm experiencing, I think, radioactive-related erectile dysfunction.
These cards show rashes, honey. You got rashes on your hoo-hoo, darling.
How did you know?
Honey, you're the Werejackal, baby. The cards don't lie. You are the Werejackal, honey.
That explains these nails. Thanks, Madam Rare. I'm gonna leave town right now.
You go, Werejackal. You get away from me, honey. Don't let no Werejackal pull his funky business on you. You call Madam Rare, honey.
Madam Rare is an establishment-sanctioned psychic ready to help you with your problems as they relate to the Werejackal. Call Madam Rare now. Get with the program. Watch out for the Werejackal.
Is he the Werejackal?
Are you the Werejackal? Are you sure? Really? Did you know that the first sign of Jackalian lycanthropy is denial? Face it, you could be the Werejackal. You have not met your sacrifice quota. At any minute, you could transform into a hideous, terrifying beast and eviscerate those closest to you. How would you live it down? Could you ever show your face in your pod again? Of course not. You cannot go on for another cycle without knowing for sure, and the only way to know for sure is with Mr. Know-It-All's Werejackal Home Test Kit. Just a few ounces of urine is all that stands between you and certainty. That's Mr. Know-It-All's Werejackal Home Test Kit, now available from General Pharmaceuticals, a division of Glorpco.
Obey the Werejackal.
With Bugsy and Doc in the AM! You know, ever since that pesky Werejackal began holding the Western Territories hostage, everyone...
You mean that wonderful, benevolent Werejackal?
Yeah, of course. I'll praise him. it. I'm super glad that the werejackal uses his terrifying hunger to keep all the other monsters from eating us all, even if he is just kind of helping himself to our women, children, chief executive officers, nannies.
Well, that's life. Let's read some listener mail.
I'll bet we have a letter from our number one fan, Molly.
You bet we do, and oh my god, today might be the big day.
In case you're not a regular listener, or if you've just scorched your memory with toilet bowl Brampanol, Molly is our most enthusiastic listener who loves to regale us with bawdy tales of her fantasy romps with her two favorite AM personalities.
And last week, she promised to send us a picture of the goods.
Is that the envelope?
Yep. Here, read the letter first.
Dear Bugsy and Doc, blah, 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 I'm lying here with my...
Oh, my God.
And then I want to...
That's not possible.
I can't take it anymore. Let me see the picture.
Oh, my God.
That's not a...
It's a...
God, hit a bumper.
Hello, this is Elvis Presley number 5. Why don't you come on out to Cheesy Chuck's every Friday night for me and my underwater animatronic jug band? Ever since I was reconstituted, I never miss Doc and Bugs' wake and bake in the AM when I'm not taking care of business.
Thank you very much.
Has made my life complete.
Sorry about that, folks. It seems we've been hoodwinked.
Molly, it seems, is a mole woman. She sent us a picture of her feeding her pinkies. Her idea of a little prank, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Let's move on. This one is from Mimo.
Hi, Mimo.
To all employees, the Werejackal cover story must be preserved at all costs. And those pinkies were disgusting.
I'll say.
Impending food outages dictate the need for a complete pacification of the communities.
Wait a minute. What did Mimo say?
That says memo. This isn't a letter.
I think we just,
Oh, hey, look, it's Berg.
Oh, you stupid bastard! You... Oh, you ruined everything! Everything! Get out!
What?
I knew I should have gone to the computer and the parrot. Get off of my station!
Well, that's that for Wake and Bake in the AM. It looks like we gotta go. Hey, look, security. Well, you know, Doc, there's a big difference between unemployable and unemployed. I'm sure we'll get more work.
I hope so.
Well, at the very least, I've got a notebook full of these memos that just might buy us a little leveraging power.
Yes, yes.
So have a good morning, folks.
Wake and bake, Western Territories!
The intellectual property of Bugsy and Doc, and not this station.
Keep that in mind, you bitch. All right, I'm going.
Schmucks.
Ah, the commercial break. You know, commercials are now woven into the tapestry of our lives, answering the questions we first posed to ourselves. Who am I? What do I believe? What is my worth? Before commercials, these questions were merely rhetorical and thus unanswerable. But when viewed through the magnifying lens of commercials, these questions, like all others, yield answers. Imagine, no more wondering about identity, self, or beauty. If you allow your life to reflect the images in commercials, the nagging doubts and feelings of inadequacy will fall away, leaving the person you've always dreamed of. Confident, assured, bold, or beautiful, sexy, loved. Yes, America, you loved your commercials, and why shouldn't you? Commercials are themselves lovers. Gentle are their words, tender their caress. Commercials know what you like, and they want to give it to you. Attuned only to your wants and needs, commercials stir the passions and arouse desire. Commercials give and give, reaching lovingly deep inside of you, creeping tentatively at first and then relenting into a singly focused writhing, searching out the source of your ache, pushing fiercely into your loneliness and into a spot you never knew existed. Commercials fill you up with hopes and dreams, with new desires and new possibilities, delivering you into an eerily delirious ecstasy. Afterward, you'll sleep as only someone who's been completely satisfied can, only vaguely sensing the arm of commercials draped over your body, holding you, keeping you safe and secure. And you'll dream of ballroom dancing, of game-winning home runs, of first kisses, and of commercials.
The preceding message was conceived by General Consensus Incorporated and was funded entirely by you and consumers like you. You're doing a great job. Now go out and buy yourself something nice, something red.
You look beautiful in red.
Before you plan other trips, see the Earth first, inside and out. There is beauty and dark adventure deep within it. See the mole people. You'll be pleasantly shocked. Feel their claws run up and down your spine. You'll dig it the most. They'll dig you, too. Even the music of the mole people will get you.
Juice running out of their eyes. Her whole body is surrounded by flies. They love to eat blood clots and blueberry pies. So if they want to make a meal of you, don't be surprised. The mole men, they're back again. They don't practice voodoo, they don't practice that. They'll just grab you and that's the end. The mole men are back again.
Tired of sitting at the all-night Jell-O store and yarn shop?
Look at him jiggle.
Don't get caught poking the desiccated corpse of your own personal Dobbs.
Bolster your subgenius credentials with Bob's
Slacktime Funhouse
every Saturday night at 1 a.m.
Reverend Susie the Floozy will guide you through the
Audio Hall of Mirrors.
Or the increasingly competent doctors of the Lymph Node Institute strap you into the radio coaster and away you go. Thrill to the antics of our lovable hobo mimes. Guess Bob's weight and win a voodoo Cupid doll. Bob's
Slacktime Funhouse,
like a suppository for your ears.
Ooh, my brain is tingling.
That means it's working.
We're a trough and you're a dirty horse.
You got a real purty mouth, Atlanta.
Drink it, you dirty horse.
Bob's Slacktime Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. on WREK Atlanta 91.1 FM.
Now in stereo.
Mind, mind, and pot, Jack.
So there you have it, Seekers. Doc and Bugsy's Wake and Bake in the AM Part 2. The finest show to ever grace the airwaves of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. And speaking of equal, I sure do hope I'm equal to the task when Reverend Ivan Stang and Dr. Katahdin Legume show up for the big Tesla coil defival at DragonCon this Labor Day weekend. Ooh, pinch me, I'm creaming. Ooh, that reminds me. I gotta go order some body bags before I forget. Ooh, and if you're looking for any information on the Divival or on the Church of the Subgenius, you know it's as close as subgenius.com. Good night, Seekers.